There are some legends that become so commercialized, so softened by cartoons, cereal mascots, and cheap green plastic hats, that people completely forget they were once feared.
Yeah, because when most people hear the word leprechaun, they picture this tiny, cheerful guy sitting on a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow.
Like a little lucky mascot.
Exactly. Harmless. Silly. You can't catch him. Basically, the official spokesperson of St. Patrick's Day.
But the original Irish stories? Not even close.
The old leprechauns weren't cute little holiday decorations. They were isolated fairies being tied to trickery, curses, hidden wealth, and in some stories, death.
And according to Irish folklore, if you captured one, you could force it to reveal where its treasure was hidden.
But there was one warning attached to almost every version of the story.
Never, ever take your eyes off a leprechaun.
Because the second you look away,
it's already gone.
And sometimes, your life changes with it.
Tonight, we're digging into the real history of leprechauns, where the legend actually came from, how it evolved over centuries of Irish folklore,
and why one of the most recognizable mythical creatures on Earth may have roots in something far darker than most people realize.
Welcome back to the Ominous Archives. Welcome back into the archives. I am Em.
And I am Nick. And for this month, I think last month, yeah, we've been kind of on this, like, theme kick, even though it's been 1 month.
Yeah, it's still a kick.
Yeah, now it's a
kick. It's our second one.
Now it's a kick, because it's month two. Yeah, so for this month, we're going to go everything, I want to say overseas, but
international, overseas.
Yeah, not North American.
Not us.
Yeah, not in the America.
Yeah.
That's probably not how you would say that. In the America.
Close enough.
Not the U.S.
Yes.
Anywhere else but here. Just because there's so many here, but I think some of the wildest and craziest cryptids are across the pond.
I agree, and I figured I start the month off. I have to do my due diligence to my Irish people. Mm-hmm. Started off with the leprechauns.
Yeah, I think it is a great launching off point.
I'm very excited. Before we can understand leprechauns, we need to understand the world that they came from.
And honestly, the fairy world in Irish folklore is pretty terrifying on its own.
Yeah, because in ancient Ireland, the supernatural wasn't treated like fantasy. People genuinely believed spirits existed along them in the landscape itself.
The forests, rivers, hills, ancient burial mounds.
Especially the mounds.
A lot of people believe those places were entrances to the realm of the Ishi. Basically, the fairy people.
And when we say fairy, don't picture, like, Disney Tinkerbell fairy.
No, not tiny glowing winged people floating around.
The beings were powerful, dangerous, and completely unpredictable.
Some of the legends even describe them as remnants of ancient gods that survived after Christianity spread across Ireland.
Others believed that they were spirits of the dead or beings living in a parallel world hidden beneath the earth.
People genuinely feared offending them.
Farmers avoided disturbing fairy forts. Roads were literally rerouted around certain trees believed to belong to the fairies.
Even today, there are still places in Ireland where people refuse to mess with old fairy mounds because of superstition.
And somewhere inside this massive network of folklore
lurks the leprechaun. The word leprechaun probably comes from the old Irish terms like lechrepan, meaning small body.
And unlike a lot of other fairy creatures in Irish mythology, leprechauns were usually alone.
Which, honestly, makes them a little creepier.
It does, because in folklore, isolation usually means something exists outside the normal order of things.
So the leprechaun wasn't some playful forest spirit hanging out with fairy armies.
He was solitary, secretive, obsessed with treasure.
And according to traditional stories, leprechauns worked as shoemakers for the fairy world.
And people claimed if you listened carefully in the countryside, you could hear the tiny tapping of a hammer.
Which sounds innocent at first.
But Irish folklore often treated unexplained sounds in isolated places as supernatural warnings.
Especially at nighttime.
And leprechauns almost always came with a catch.
If you captured one, you could supposedly force it to reveal hidden gold.
But they were masters of deception.
And every story ends the same way. The human gets distracted for 1 second.
One blink.
And the leprechaun vanishes.
Sometimes the treasure disappears too.
Other times, the person ends up cursed, humiliated, or obsessed.
These weren't just fun stories, they were warnings about greed.
And about thinking you're smarter than something ancient.
So, where does the whole pot of gold thing actually come from?
Some historians think it connects to real periods of conflict in Irish history.
Ireland went through centuries of invasions, warfare, and land seizures. People buried valuables underground to protect them from raiders.
And sometimes, those hidden treasures were never recovered.
Over time, folklore may have transformed those lost catches into supernatural treasures guarded by fairy beings.
And there's another creepy layer to this, too. In Irish mythology, fairy gold was dangerous.
Like, you'd think you'd become rich overnight.
And then you'd wake up holding leaves or ash instead of gold. So it's kind of like the false gold thing.
Yeah, which is a very...
Fool's. Is it fool's gold?
Fool's gold.
False gold? I don't know. Somebody yell at us and tell us what it is. It's one of those.
Yep. Well, either way, it's a very unsettling concept.
It's like the stories are saying something that aren't meant for humans to possess.
Even the rainbow connection gets darker when you actually think about it.
Because rainbows in mythology often represent bridges between worlds.
And you can never actually reach the end of one.
So the treasure is always just out of reach.
Always moving.
Just like the leprechaun itself. One thing that really separates leprechauns from other mythical creatures is how intelligent they are.
They don't overpower people physically.
They manipulate them psychologically.
One of the oldest stories involves a man spotting a leprechaun near buried treasure.
So before leaving to grab a shovel, he marks a location with a red cloth tied around a bush.
Simple enough.
Except when he comes back.
Every bush in the field has that same red cloth tied around it.
Which is honestly pretty hilarious.
But also a little unsettling.
Because the leprechaun doesn't need violence to win.
It humiliates people and it makes them question themselves.
And in older folklore, fairy beings were terrifying precisely because they followed completely different rules than humans.
You couldn't reason with them. You
definitely couldn't trust them.
Increasingly, leprechauns usually aren't portrayed as purely evil.
But they're definitely not good either.
They exist in that weird, like, morally gray area common in Celtic mythology.
The thing with Celtic mythology, too, is it's so cool.
Yeah, there's a lot. I have
friends who, like, are big in their background, like, with Celtic mythology and stuff, and it's wild.
Yeah.
It's really cool. That whole, I don't want to say region, but I don't think it's region.
World.
I'm
going to
say background. It's just cool. Yeah.
The
fairy world had its own rules. Human morality didn't apply.
A leprechaun might reward one person and ruin another for no good reason.
And that unpredictability made those stories genuinely scary.
Because you never knew what you were dealing with.
People left offerings, avoided certain places after dark, respected fairy paths.
Because there was always this feeling that something unseen might be watching.
And that may be the creepiest part of all. When Christianity spread through Ireland around the 5th century, the older pagan beliefs didn't just disappear.
They evolved.
Some traditions started describing fairies as fallen angels. Not evil enough for hell, but not pure enough for heaven.
Others treated them as remnants of ancient gods fading from power.
And leprechauns slowly transformed to
less divine, more folkloric.
But they're still dangerous.
Medieval storytellers also started blending Christian morality into those tales.
The greed became a major theme.
People chasing supernatural wealth almost always paid for it somehow. Now here's the part modern depictions almost completely ignore.
The Irish fairy folklore gets dark.
This is the same supernatural world that gave us changelings,
which were supposedly fairy replacements for kidnapping children.
Yeah, changelings are wild. There were stories about travelers lured away forever by fairy music.
Puckwudgies.
Mm-hmm.
People trapped in fairy realms where time moved differently.
Some returned home only to realize that decades had passed.
And while leprechauns themselves usually weren't blamed for abductions, they still existed inside that same terrifying ecosystem.
The fairy world was beautiful,
but deeply hostile to humans. The modern image of the leprechaun really changed during the 19th century.
Especially when millions of Irish immigrants came to America during and after the Great Famine.
Irish folklore came with them, but American culture reshaped it.
The creepy, solitary fairy shoemaker slowly became this exaggerated symbol of Irish identity.
Green suits got brighter, personalities got sillier.
And eventually, leprechauns ended up everywhere. Ads, cereal boxes, decorations.
But even in the commercial version, traces of the original folklore still survive.
They're still tricky.
Still impossible to catch.
And still guarding treasure that nobody can keep. And somehow, there are still people today who claim leprechauns are real.
Which, I feel like wild is like my catchphrase. That's wild. Everything's wild to me. Which, it's still wild. But honestly, it's kind of amazing.
In 1989, a man named PJ O'Hare from County Kerry claimed he heard screams near a mountain tied to leprechaun legends.
And according to the local lore, the area supposedly held the last colony of leprechauns in Ireland.
O'Hare later claimed he found tiny clothes and bones after following strange noises into the mountains.
I think there's a picture of that.
Probably.
I'm pretty sure there is.
And it's probably terrible quality.
I don't think it is that one thing. I'm pretty sure this one's pretty solid. But whether it was a publicity stunt or it was genuine belief, people absolutely ran with the story.
At one point, local authorities even symbolically protected the remaining leprechauns under heritage laws.
Which sounds ridiculous.
But it also shows how powerful folklore still is in Ireland.
There's a reason leprechauns survive while so many other mythical creatures fade away.
They tap into something deeply human.
The desire for the hidden wealth.
The temptation of shortcuts.
The fantasy that showed somewhere out there is a secret fortune waiting to be found.
But the stories always punish obsession.
And maybe that's why leprechauns are actually kind of unsettling.
Because they don't use brute force.
They use deception.
They're manipulative. Now, imagine this.
You're alone in the Irish countryside at dusk.
Fog's rolling around the hills.
Everything's silent except the wind moving through the wet grass.
And then you hear it.
Tink, tink, tink.
That was perfect. Thank you so much for your sound of mine. Yeah. A tiny hammer striking leather somewhere nearby.
The old story says if you follow the sound careful enough,
you might find him.
A small old man sitting beneath a hedge repairing shoes.
Sharp eyes, ancient expression.
And if he notices you first,
you've already lost.
Maybe leprechauns were never supposed to be adorable.
Maybe they were always meant to unsettle us.
The tiny watchers hidden in the hills.
Guardians of wealth humans can never truly keep.
Symbols of temptation.
Or illusion.
Of the dangerous belief that we can outsmart forces older than ourselves.
Because underneath the bright green decorations and tourist merchandise,
the original leprechaun is not a mascot.
It's a warning.
So if you ever find yourself wandering through the Irish countryside late at night,
and you hear a faint, tapping somewhere in the fog,
don't follow it.
And whatever you do,
don't look away.
Thank you for listening to the Ominous Archives.
And if you enjoyed tonight's episode on the leprechaun, make sure to follow us wherever you listen to your podcasts. Check out all of our social medias, Ominous Archives. I'm not even going to list them. If you have anything you want to include or give us an update or a heads up about the leprechaun, or if you just want to reach out, email us at theominousarchives@gmail.com. Also, be sure to check out our other team members, Sam, over at Scare Me Sam. She does so much incredible work for us. She, at times, keeps us rolling. She reviews horror, thriller, and dark fantasy books. And always remember, some legends survive because they're entertaining. Others survive because somewhere deep down, people are still afraid of them. And with that, stay haunted and stay weird. See you next week.
See ya.